1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate passing the $95 billion foreign aid package that includes more money for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. ABC's M. Nguyen is in Washington.
Ukraine has suffered months of setbacks on the battlefield due to ammo and air defenses running low. Also in the bill, $26 billion to support Israel, along with humanitarian aid for Gaza, where Israel's war against Hamas continues and could soon escalate in the city of Rafah.
Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses this week. House Speaker Mike Johnson visiting Columbia University today to talk with Jewish students. The Supreme Court today taking up one state abortion ban. Idaho prevents the procedure except to save the life of the mother. Doctors have sued, though, saying they are afraid to offer emergency procedures to save the health, but not necessarily the life of the mother. Democratic lawmakers in Arizona will try once again today to repeal the Supreme Court's decision upholding an 1860s abortion law. This is ABC News. For a lot of us, the American dream of owning a home is still out of reach.
More than retiring, having a successful career, having kids, or owning a car, Americans say owning a home is an essential part of the American dream, according to a new Bankrate survey. But what's holding them back? Bankrate chief financial analyst Greg McBride says
insufficient income, 56% pointed to that. High home prices, 47%.
The survey found 7 in 10 Americans are willing to take steps to find affordable housing, most commonly by downsizing. But with high prices right now, less space might not proportionally reduce cost. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
An Oklahoma mom is back home, but her husband is still behind bars in Turks and Caicos, facing years in prison. Valerie Watson was able to fly home, but Ryan Watson is under arrest after bullets were found in their luggage. They say the ammo was left over from a hunting trip. It's a serious offense on the island. He could face 12 years behind bars. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are two ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, and I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list. And if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers calls Donald Trump's criticisms of Megan Wolf lies and irrational. Wisconsin's top election official got increased security after recent threats. Evers says if it keeps up, he might get the state Justice Department involved. Trump and his supporters accuse Wolf of orchestrating election fraud, even though they've produced no proof. Women running for office are on high alert for political violence this year. Threats not only pose a physical risk, they're putting women candidates at a financial disadvantage.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security. Right, having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Erin Velarde is with the group Vote Run Lead. She's urging party leaders to speak out against political violence. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose game 2 to Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks got out to another early lead, but the Pacers battled back to win 125 to 108 to even the series at one game apiece. The Pacers defensively got nasty at times. Damian Lillard.
I mean, I think that's natural in the playoffs. Somebody comes in, you lose a game, you got a couple days to sit with it. You probably have practice and film. The coaches get on your ass about it. It's an emphasis, you know, to make these adjustments and to come out and make these changes. You you know, this is what you got to do to try to win the game. So I think it was a little bit of that.
The Pacers' Tyrese Haliburton, who grew up in Oshkosh, says his brother was called the N-word by someone at Sunday's game. Game three is Friday in Indianapolis, and he says he's looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm expecting it to be unbelievable. No doubt about that. I mean, we've had regular season crowds better than what we've played in these last two games.
Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Pirates 2-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today and not windy. Our high 47 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 30, a little frost overnight. And then tomorrow, sunshine 57. By Friday, breezy with rain and a high of 61. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely through the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio and artist, actor, comedian Steve Segrin.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. Good looking Wednesday morning. Guys, text here. Best cheese curds ever from Deborah. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pella Windows and Doors have a luxurious look, sleek design, and custom colors, and they are guaranteed to give your home the extra pop to entertain and keep you comfortable. It's the best of both worlds. At Pella, they see windows differently. They have the highest rated energy efficient products and complete range of durable, functional, high quality products that bring out the best of your home. And here's the big deal. Right now, zero interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Zero interest, up to 36 months. You got to check it out, but you got to book before April 30th. Pella, rated number one by Wisconsin homeowners as the window brand that stands behind their products.
So we got in-house the best windows and the best cheese curds.
Yes, we do. We got Cheese Curd Nick here. Everybody knows him from the farmer's market. I got to ask you one thing. I know you don't want to give away all your trade secrets or anything like that, but that you're right about something. Because I've been to a lot of fish. I mean, we've all been to, everybody listening has been to however many fish fries and Friday night fishes. And sometimes it's just the breading is too thick and too whatever. And, you know, I hate that. You've got the perfect breading on
well,
these.
That's a batter. That is a batter.
Okay.
So when you go to a sports bar, most sports bars or regular bars, that really thick, crunchy breading, that's actually breading. So it's a frozen curd. They're not doing any. They're taking it from the freezer and throwing it in the fryer.
Okay.
These are, you know, they're thawed. They're not frozen. They're battered in a wet batter, and then they're thrown in a fryer.
But did you come up with your own batter?
No.
Oh.
Nope.
No.
Well, when I did that whole, when I first started.
That's what I mean.
Went to Badger Wholesale.
Okay.
I need some batter. They're like, here you go. Figure it out. And there's a recipe in the bag. You know, like your ratio, water. It's just a water.
But it worked out perfectly, don't you think?
Yeah. Boy, that's a light batter.
Very light batter. I'll tell you what it is. It's Drake's batter. It's out of Minnesota.
Okay.
And you can get it anywhere. You can get it at Festival Foods. You can get it at Gordon's Food Service. You can get it at any grocery. It's called Drake's.
Okay.
I'm going to attempt this, Nick. I'll still support you when I see
he
you at the farmer's market.
Nick, I'm not kidding. He's going to do this.
I will attempt this.
Can you make some, Jim, and then we'll have Nick come in and tell you what he really thinks about it?
No. We're not going to do that.
A cook-off.
Yeah,
there you go. I love it.
No, I'll just pay you now. No, I'm not going to do
that. I'll even
those.
Bring a fry daddy. I won't bring my commercial fryer. We'll make it a level
those
field.
Just are small things, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
I have one of those. Yeah. Well, of course I do. Because we've done.
Of course I do.
Well, no, I mean, don't most people have a little deep fryer?
Most, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't.
Okay. Well, the other thing, if you do it at home, you have a fry daddy and it's electric, don't flood the fryer. Meaning, don't put a whole bunch of stuff in it. So, I'm sure everybody's put French fries in one of those fried eddies.
Fish, right.
Okay. Well, no, just like they're frozen.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it shocks the oil, and it's electric. It's not propane. It's not gas.
Right.
So it takes a long time to recharge. So when you're frying anything.
Okay, I got it.
And not just curds or French fries or whatever, but when you're frying anything, fry small. So a small amount in the fryer. Don't fill the basket all the way full because it's electric.
Hungry.
Well, sorry.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
And they should be at room temperature.
What's that?
Anything. The fries?
Not, no, you don't want, because then they're mushy. And what they'll do is they'll absorb oil. And then have you ever reheated a fry in a microwave?
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the same thing that's going to happen, except it's going to be oil saturated.
Okay.
Got another text here. Would he mind sharing where he gets his fresh curds from?
Scray's cheese has appeared.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a lot of good cheese curds. Like you said, Renard's is great. But I was telling Nick at the break, at my daughter's wedding, she married a guy from the country of Colombia, and they came and we wanted to give them gift bags of Green Bay stuff. So we went to Kettle Corn and got some of that. We went to Parallel 44, got some wine, a couple other things. And we went out to Scray's and just got, 100 1-pound bags. Yeah, I think that's what we did. Anyway, they were super nice to us, packaged them all for us.
You know, there's nothing wrong with Renard's, and there's nothing wrong with...
No,
I'm just saying in general, you can go wherever you want, but the way that we fry them, see, a lot of places, like if you... There's some Lions clubs, like if you go to Iola, car show.
Oh, yeah.
They have some of the best cheese curds around. I think Wittenberg Lions Club does something, they're out of Wittenberg, and they do stuff in it, but they come to me, and they ask me, like, your curds aren't frozen, you're not freezing them before you batter and fry them? And I'm like, no, they're all fresh. And the reason they say that is you have when you do them fresh and they're not frozen, your percentage of blowout, if you fried curds and you know what I'm talking about. So what happens is the batter does not bond to the curd. So it blows out. It just melts out. So basically you just have a crust. So that's called a blowout. So what happens is on a fresh curd, there will be times at the farmer's market where I'll have a bunch of blowouts. And that's because they're not, to eliminate that, you want to freeze, even if you're battering them, typically you want to freeze your curd. So what happens is it it somehow makes it bond better. I'm not a scientist, but that's how it works.
So when you have the blowouts, do you have like a secondhand sale?
No, they're not edible. They're really greasy. It's just not a good thing.
You know what scares me a little bit about those deep fryer things? I remember watching this outdoor cooking show one time, and the guy's got the big deep fryer thing where you put in peanut oil or something?
Yeah.
And he's doing pheasant. He's going to deep fry him. And he said, and then we take the pheasant, blah, blah, blah. And goes to commercial, and they come back. And he goes, okay, folks, the last segment you saw was shot 2 weeks ago, and both arms were just all bandaged. He said, once we put the pheasant in, we had a mishap.
You had a boil over.
Had a boil, and he got burnt like you can't believe.
Well, that's the other thing. People, you'll see the stories around Thanksgiving.
Oh, totally. I was just going to say that.
And it's because people are doing the stuff at home, which there's nothing wrong with it, but you got to make sure that turkey or whatever it can't be, for one, a turkey can't be frozen when you're throwing it in there. Because it will boil over, or if it's extremely wet, like if you brined it or what have you, you got to dry it off. You got to pat it off before you put it into your turkey fryer. Same thing with if you do fries in a fryer, it sparkle or it doesn't sparkle, but it pops and fizzles, right. And that's all the ice along the outside of the fry. So it's the oil to water oil and water don't mix. Yeah. That's another thing that we have at the farm. Sometimes we have to prematurely not be at the farmer's market because if the weatherman says it's going to be bad, we vent outside. We don't vent in a trailer anymore. So we vent outside underneath a tent. So if there's bad rain forecasted, I can't be there because of the insurance liability of having that oil boil over.
Oh, wow.
Because that oil is 400 degrees. And you got little Johnny next to mom and dad that's kind of maybe close to the fryer. We do our best to put caution to, but anyway, there's a lot of, if we were in a truck, it's a different story, but I'm getting myself long-winded here, but when you're doing stuff at home, when you're doing stuff at home, like the pheasant guy, make sure it's dry, make sure it's not frozen.
I just do want to say, and we love having you small businesses on here, but you just, I don't think people sometimes understand the cost. They have to have insurance. I mean, bad things can happen. As smart as you are and good as you are at this stuff,
And that's why it's nice if people are listening about doing this at home, but you got to know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, you definitely need to know what you're doing. You know, even with the grill, you know, we have caution tape and barriers around everything because we are cooking outside.
Yeah.
Well, that's why, you know, people get mad when they try to cut through the caution tape or whatever. It's like, no, my insurance doesn't cover for you cutting through our booth.
But that's smart what you did because people can kind of, you know, all these restaurants now, they have the glass so you can see the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
People like to kind of see how the sausage is being made, I guess.
Right. And that's so, you know, everybody's, you know, people don't, sometimes they'll read the sign because our banner on our tent doesn't say the doghouse. It says burgers, brats, hot dogs, and fresh battered cheese curds. So when they see that and then they come in line, oh, you really are frying them fresh here. Like, yeah, we are.
Well, I think that's great. I think people like to see that.
So you don't want to be rented out anymore, huh, for graduation parties and stuff?
Why, you have an inquiry already?
We will, I guarantee you.
if it fits in the dates that we have that were available, yes. But we're all over. You know, our first event, a tentative first day possibly. We're still working with the city of Okano, but we will probably be at the Okano Breakwall for the fishing opener on May 4th.
Oh, that's coming up.
Yep. So the opener for, you know, all your game fish.
Is that when they have the tournament?
No, it's not a tournament. It's just when the walleye, the season opener is. We're going to be at the break tentatively Saturday, May 4th. But our official first day is going to be, our official first day will be the NWTC car show on Saturday, May 5th at the NWTC grounds campus. On the campus there in Green Bay. That will be our first one. We'll just be doing cheese curds there. We post on, again, I'm only on social media and I'm only on Facebook. I don't have a web page. I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Instagram. We post every Tuesday where we're at for the week. And it's the doghouse. There's a picture of cheese curds in the background, along with there's a picture of me in front of my old hot dog cart because, again, I used to be the hot dog vendor downtown Green Bay for years. So that's
okay.
Did we meet?
We might have.
Did you come to city council?
Yes.
We met. Yeah. When you walked in here, I'm like, I know that guy. We actually got along better than you may think we did that night. I mean, I do support the small business, but we were having some issues. Okay, all right, we don't have to get into that.
Yeah, no, don't need to rehash that. That's water under the bridge.
I was just telling Johnny.
Talking about this yesterday. Didn't people just get in some fights and stuff?
Let's agree to disagree.
I remember that like yesterday now. You don't look all that different. You were a little bit younger.
Yep, and a little skinnier.
Yep.
So are you?
Yeah. Thank you, John. Okay, I lost my train of thought.
Well, you were in New York, and that's why you guys were talking about.
We're going to.
That's right. Yep. Yeah, because he loves the New York street vendor hot dogs.
I do. Yep. I love them. I love them at night. I love them during the day. And the people are friendly. You have a nice personality, and the people. Yeah, I just think it's great. The Italian sausage, different hot dogs. They don't have cheese curds. Maybe you could break into that. They got one on every corner.
I'm just gonna put this out there right now. If we actually do our thing on June 26th, can we hire you?
Hey, look at that. Seriously. Nick, that would be awesome.
So should we go to commercial break and take everybody into suspense?
Nick, here's your out. It's in the morning.
We're here this day.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Johnny. He could be free in the morning.
He'd be fishing.
That's a Wednesday.
Whatever.
That's a farmer's market.
Oh,
let's go to commercial and figure it out.
This has gotten uncomfortable. We got to start a quick break. Cheese Curd Nick is here. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here, and a good-looking Wednesday morning. Although it is a little chilly. 30 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 32 in Oshkosh.
And thanks for going to break, Todd. We got Nick under contract.
We negotiated.
That was
we
a quick negotiation.
That was good. Like
we are grabbing fried cheese curds at our one-year anniversary party.
Yeah, so we're...
How cool is that?
But we're going to skip the ping pong balls, right? This is our trade-off.
Yeah. I'm talking to Eric.
Just don't... Oh, that's right. You wanted to drop ping pong balls, didn't you? Well, so...
With a helicopter.
They used to do that at Sister Bay Fall Fest, and they ended up quit doing that because of the wind. You know, it was always in the middle of October, and in Door County, it's never nice. It's very rarely nice in October. Yeah. And it was a big insurance liability for the helicopter with the winds to drop the ping pong balls. So
Todd,
Todd,
so but here, hold on. They came up with a thing to launch ping pong balls in the air from the ground, some kind of device or guns or whatever.
Mm. We're thinking drones, but Johnny was on the phone when we called Al Timmerman, used to be the chief of police here, and he owns Jet Air.
Okay.
And he has a helicopter. And he said he's done that before. I don't know if he said Sturgeon Bay. Two Rivers used to do that as well.
Okay.
And it was always great when we were little kids, you know, on our bikes, because they missed a lot. You know, they would end up at Washington High School, and we'd get our bikes over there, and we could just pick out the
you will
good
be
balls.
In charge of picking up all the stray ones
you
will, that morning.
Well, they're a little bit worried about the litter.
Yeah. Train Milton how to get.
We're going to figure something out, but definitely you're...
Hey, a couple of texts that came in this morning. Sarah just texted. She said, next time he needs to do a live demo, I'd show up to buy at 7 a.m., no doubt. Nice. And another one, do you do weddings?
Yes.
there you go.
Yeah, I bet that's fun.
We're doing, I think, 2 weddings this year, yep.
You know, Nick, the time, because weddings today, you have, like, the big dinner and the toast and all that, but then, you know, the band starts at 10 o'clock. You know, either bring in the pizzas, boy, to bring in you would be the bomb.
Here's the thing. When me and my wife, we got married in 03. Or no, I'm sorry, in 03.
I don't think so. About 3 years ago?
No, 6 years ago.
Oh, wow.
My brain isn't working right now, but I used to bartend at Stadium View in a banquet hall in the '90s. Okay. And the weddings would go like, it would be a packed house until you're kicked out. Like at 1 o'clock in the morning, there'd be, you'd lose like maybe 20, 25 people. Okay. So we got did our wedding plans and everything. By 9 o'clock, it's like 75% of the people are gone. And I'm like, wow, lots changed. Well, I talked to other people. I talked to wedding venues and everything else. And they're saying because of the drunk driving laws. And two, it's just family. You know, you got to take the kids are in so many different activities on, you know, in the weekends, whether it's T-ball or baseball or whatever. They got plans. So they don't stay until 1 morning anymore to, hang out with the bride and groom. You know, drink beer and listen to music.
I think I stayed out till 1 in the morning at some of your events. The stadium view.
So,
but I think I was the last guy kicked out at.
But anyway, back to the whole thing. Yes, we have one event this year, or one wedding this year. We're doing appetizers for dinner. Like so,
nice.
So right before dinner, right. There's appetizers, fun. And then another wedding. We are doing a late night snack. So we're doing a late night snack at instead of 11 o'clock at night, It's I think it's like at 9.
Yeah. We're getting older.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's
I mean, that would be a cool attraction to
no question.
Get something special and nothing more special than you from the doghouse to come in there and do that. I think that'd be great. Anyway, cool. What other events you're looking at? I mean, do you do the DePere's got it going on now at Voyager.
They do.
We had the mayor on here, and he was just talking about the dedication, I think, is June.
Yes. So DePere is difficult for someone like me. And the reason being is we don't serve out of a truck or a trailer. So we serve out of a tent. We vend out of a tent.
Right.
Okay. So the fire department there is very strict. And they need you to be over 15 feet away with open flame. Away from a tent. So our square footage is over double of what we would normally need.
Oh.
So that's why it doesn't work for us. We take up too much real estate at that point.
Sure.
And real estate, when you know, it adds up when you know you got 3,000, 4,000 people there.
Right.
You know, when they reach out to me, they're like, well, hey, we want you here. It's like, well, you remember, I have a tent.
I will say this, though, and again, I know you don't want to spend all your weekends doing stuff like this, but we're for Dominic's graduation party. Mm-hmm. People told me, said, we thought we were going to graduation party, and we walked into a carnival with fried cheese curds. Right. And it was like, that was like so memorable for people that they had a fried cheese curd stand at a graduation party. So you could probably work every weekend of the summer, couldn't you?
I could.
Yeah.
But for events, yeah, so we do the Wednesday Farmers Market. That's our staple. Every Wednesday, weather permitting, obviously. We do the NWTC car show. We do Alloway Fest. This is our second year at Alloway Fest at their car show.
Yeah.
We do the Appleton Old Car Show in July. That's a really big one. We do all of the, most of the 4th of July events in Door County. So we're in...
they pack them in there.
Yeah, we're in Egg Harbor on the 3rd. We're in Bailey's Harbor on the 4th. We're in Sturgeon Bay on the 4th. We do Sundrop Days, Shano Sundrop Days. That's the weekend after Memorial Day.
Have you ever had Sundrop and tequila?
No.
With lime?
I cannot drink tequila.
Oh, man.
Never in my life.
Okay.
The Johnny Wad guys, I could do a shot or two
I've done some shots with them.
Yeah, but otherwise.
They're the band opening up Voyager.
Yeah.
Which is
Johnny Wad? Cool.
Yeah. Remember the mayor's announced that?
Oh, that's
that
right. Okay, one last question, Jim. I want you, as your professor of business, to talk about what Nick does that makes him so successful when so many other people don't. What do you see that you tell your students?
Well, I think, Nick, I just want to say, I don't think you have a ton of risk in that you don't have bricks and mortar. Bricks and mortar is very, very expensive. It sounds like you can bring your employees in when you need them, so you don't have a constant payroll, which is very difficult if you're not selling anything. We talk about, you know, fixed costs, variable costs. It seems like you really manage your money pretty well.
Well, I do. I do all for the... This year, I'm kind of handing the reins over to one of my people for the running, you know, going to Pelkins and going to Scrace and that. Where in years... I've done it all. I did all the running. I did all the shopping.
Yeah.
I did all the restaurant repair work. So YouTube and Google is a big help. So to the people that are listening, that are in food trucks or considering it or whatever, or even if you're in a restaurant, there is detailed videos on how to do things to save you money because restaurant repairman is not cheap.
No.
Restaurant repairman is like $200 an hour.
Right. Oh,
and it's on his time. So it's not like your fryer or your grill or your panini press or your whatever breaks. He's not coming in a half an hour.
Right.
He's coming like 3 days from now.
Right.
So watch videos. Be careful with what you're doing. If you don't feel confident doing it, then obviously... you know, hire somebody out. But anyway, yes, I do a lot of things on my own. And
to keep the cost down.
To keep the cost down.
That's what I'm saying. I think you've said a number of things that I'm like, okay, that's pretty smart.
You know, my truck is a 20-year-old truck. I rebuilt it. So 3 years ago, I had it completely redone from top to bottom. New cab corners, you know, rust proofing, everything.
I like the way you run your business, and that's why you've been around. You're successful.
Plus, he likes your cheese curds. I mean, let's be honest about it.
So would you mind? No, I just kidding.
Cheese curd, Nick.
Nick, this is great.
Once again, where are you going to be the first one? May?
The first, well, possible. Follow Facebook, The Doghouse. We will be definitely at the NWTC car show, possibly at the O'Connell Brick Wall for the fishing opener.
And first night of
Farmer's Market 22nd. Is the 22nd of May.
I'm sending some of my students over to the car show at NWTC. So that you have a great product and you know what you're doing. Thanks for coming in. That's
thanks,
great.
Nick. Appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Ben Indiana Malcor will be joining us to talk real estate right after this.
Rosanna's down in Texas.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Tesla, Bitcoin. Now, those are stocks that you expect people to show interest in. But there's one agricultural commodity that blasts past them all. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and fiber news as we get started on a Wednesday morning. The commodity that is outshadowing even those big name brands, cocoa. That's according to John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. He said it is outdistancing every commodity on the board these days. And here's why.
What's going on? The Ivory Coast or West Africa produces about two-thirds of the world's cocoa supply that comes out of that region, and they are looking at multi-year lows. In fact, the Ivory Coast, number one producer of the cocoa bean, is down production-wise basically about 20% year-over-year due to poor weather as well as disease concerns. Ghana, the number two producing country, is looking at a forecasted 22-year low in terms of its production, and that has just sent this market parabolic, as I've end users are looking for supply, and then throw in the momentum and the speculators that have piled into this market.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, with a little explanation on why that Easter basket that you supplied just a couple weeks ago might have been a little more expensive than previous years. Unfortunately, the red-hot enthusiasm about cocoa that the market's experiencing not being shared with corn and soybeans this morning. Numbers are next. Research, promotion, and education, that's where your Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested. Adam Kask is the executive director of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, fresh off a trip to Georgia, learning more about how soybeans are used in firefighting foam.
Yep, that was down in Dalton, Georgia. We saw a demonstration of a new firefighting product, actually a foam made out of soybean meal. And the whole intention is to replace the current firefighting foam on the market right now is made with PFAS chemicals, the forever chemicals that we're hearing so much about. So our parent organization, the United Soybean Board, has been working on this project for at least a couple of years now. So down in Dalton, Georgia, we had the opportunity along with several other states and a lot of firefighters from some of the different soybean producing states to go down there and see a test of this product. It actually worked very well.
Adam Kask, executive director of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, talking about soy-based firefighting foam. Find more at wisoybean.org. So yesterday in Chicago, no change on barrel or block cheese prices. Double A butter dropped $3 to $2.97 a pound. This morning, December corn's unchanged at $4.75. November soybeans down a penny at $11.73. July wheat down $4 right now at $5.99 a bushel. The May Class 3 milk down $13 currently at $18. June contracts down $14 at $18.08 hundredweight. Just a quick market snapshot for you on a Wednesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today and not windy. Our high 47 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 30, a little frost overnight. And then tomorrow, sunshine 57. By Friday, breezy with rain and a high of 61. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely through the upcoming weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
That's
off.
What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly
Todd.
Right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
you would
not.
Just yeah. start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Mayer on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
So I probably got that one wrong. Hey, welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Special thanks to Cheese Curd Nick. Isn't he a great guy, Jim?
That was fun.
What was that for? What? Who?
I agree.
Who? What?
100%.
What? I just got fined.
Ring it again.
$10. No, I didn't get.
This is the rule that we had a like team meeting last week. It's like, how are things really going? And this, well, I wish you would do this and that. And one of the things was like when our guests come, which your guests.
Yeah.
Is to have your headset on when the intro starts.
Oh.
And he talks right up to. Yeah. Did you hear him? He even over-talked, right, Todd? He talked into the show, talking to you, and it's just if the headset was on, it would. And Johnny's like, okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah, thank. He goes, don't get mad. Don't get upset about criticizing me. I can take it. Well, he can take it. He just didn't listen. So we just want you to be in the right frame of mind for this great talk we're going to have about real estate.
And I was just welcoming our guests. That's all I was doing.
I thought maybe it was like the radio version of a swear jar.
Hey, right? That's kind of what it is.
Yeah. That's exactly kind of what it is.
It's up to $60 now. Oh my gosh.
You're at 60?
Yeah.
I'm only at 20.
But anyway, special thanks to Cheese Curd Nick.
I was going to say, so I get fines because I'll grab coffee, and if I'm not sitting at my desk, you know, then Todd, cha-ching, so I got that twice.
Wow.
So we run a tight ship here. We're having fun.
Ben and Deanna Malcor Real Estate in the house. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
We're doing good.
Yeah,
great
thanks to see for having you. Us.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Jim's going to hit you with something, though. He's all excited. Well,
yeah. I'm really nervous.
No, I'm really nervous, too.
I can't find it. I was reading this morning, and it was by Realtor.com.
Okay.
Sure. And it's like 111 things you need to do when you're preparing your house or buying a house. 111.
Wow.
I could not come up with.
I want to give you that. No, I'm going to get that list. I'll get it to you. But sure. It's done by Realtor.com, which they said, or find yourself a good realtor.
Yeah, there you go.
One of the two.
So that's where you come in.
Yeah.
You know, but I looked at some of the stuff, and it is real. You don't think about it, but there's. And that's just a lot of things, right? That scares you. 30 things would scare me, and 111, yeah. I couldn't do that. So anyway, so that's why you're here, because we're finding a good realtor here in Green Bay. And how's the industry going? I mean, you read things and you see things. I see some signs. Some seem to be up a little bit longer. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. Inventory is low. Inventory is extremely low. If you go on realtor.com and you pull up inventory over Green Bay as far as active with no offers, there is not much.
Okay.
So not much. Yeah.
We're back to the competing offers. A lot of multiple offers.
You know, when I was in real estate, right before I left, that was the worst part. The worst part was I'd have these young homeowners or first-time home buyer types.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of them were young veterans and get pre-approved and have their government loans set and everything like that. And they'd be so excited. And I hated making those phone calls.
Oh, the worst.
That it got turned down again. I hated that.
Yeah.
Broke my heart.
It almost got to the point, especially in like 2021, when you got the accepted offer, you kind of started your phone call that same way. Yeah. So you'd call and be like, hey, it's Deanna.
Yeah.
You know? And
absolutely.
Because then you could just like, because
they would see that you were calling, right? Hello?
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Excited, like, oh!
Yeah.
And you'd have bad news.
Yep.
Hated that.
Yeah. None of us like it.
No.
None of us do. I had to give some bad news last night right around 8 o'clock, you know, we heard, and just a young couple, you know, you're so rooting for them. You feel like you've done anything and everything you possibly could in writing the offer.
Because there becomes a real tight relationship if you're dealing with people for a while.
Yeah, you really do. I mean, and this is, you know, this is their investment is their nest egg.
Absolutely.
You know, this is a big deal to them.
Absolutely.
So
let's talk about some of the good news that's going on. Your business is good. I think people's.
The lights are still on every time I go by.
It seems like the people are getting pre-qualified, which is very, very important.
I think people have gotten smarter, don't you?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
They educate, not smarter, but they're educating themselves before they jump into it, it seems like.
Definitely. Absolutely. And we're getting better as professionals, both in as an agent and also the loan officers, helping them educate themselves.
Absolutely.
So, you know, gone are the days where you have to find your house first and then get pre-approved. You have to be pre-approved first. So if you don't have that pre-approval when you submit your offer, you don't have a chance.
Yeah, no chance at all. You got to have it in hand. And you have to present it with the offer.
Yep.
And my daughter even called me yesterday. She's selling her house and she's going through it in Madison. And it's a great market in there. But she got, so she had an accepted offer. And, you know, she had to just send it back saying you accepted it. So she sent it back 8:45 in the morning. And the realtor called and said they withdrew. And we're like, what? And I said, well, if he received that, they can't really, I mean, nobody's going to force somebody to buy a house.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah. Right. They're going to get out at some point.
Okay. But it was, they had sent back the thing 2 minutes before she had sent hers.
Oh, my God.
And, she had talked to her last night. She had another offer, but it's contingent on them selling their house.
Yeah.
I said, no. I said, the market's good. You don't have to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even though that one is so quick, it's like, it is really a seller's market. You can kind of control the shots versus a few years back. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Totally.
Absolutely. It's still, it's a very strong seller's market still.
Yeah.
You know, so where people are starting to list too, and it's just starting with the, you know, the spring is a little bit late this year with, you know, kind of the cold weather like today.
Yep.
So people are just starting to kind of list. We hope to see some more inventory because you like to see a little
bit more balance. What's that going to take, Deanna?
I don't know. And then we just heard too, you know, we were talking at our meeting with one of the loan officers in our office, and she was saying the rates aren't going down like they kind of expected
them to. They thought they were.
Yeah, they thought they were going to.
You know, so it's kind of, but home prices aren't going to go down.
No.
So, you know, if you're thinking about making a move, you got to just do it and then refinance later.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, the election's in November. So
I know. It's a crazy year.
A little history to that. Hey, I want to talk about, we've had developers and some mayors on here. The Green Bay is in the process, or I should say Greater Green Bay, of building 1,000 new units, but they're rentals.
Yep.
Yeah.
And what is your thought on that? Let me hear my personal opinion. Rentals, I don't think you're building equity. And I think kids need kids. I got 3 kids, same age as Johnny's kids. And I think you need to build equity unless you can take that and save your money. But Americans aren't real good at saving.
Right. And rent isn't cheap for
it. Rent's not cheap.
Holy.
Yeah. That's the other thing. That's true too.
Yeah.
So what do you think about the 1,000 units that are coming out? Will that free up some real estate? Are you hearing that? Are people going to move into these?
Like sell their house and move into
this new thing on the corner here. Those are pretty high end. There's a pool there. Yep.
We're with Ben and Deanna Malcor, our real estate segment, but go ahead.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on creating more inventory. Will that help?
You know, yes and no. I mean, it gives somebody a place to go when they sell their house. I mean, that's the one thing that, you know, sellers are so nervous about right now is where do I go?
Where do I downsize or whatever, but where do we go?
There is a need for it. It's expensive. You're not building equity for sure. And we are awful at saving money.
Huh.
You know, but there is a place for it. You know, rentals are needed in our community as well.
Yeah.
Well, why aren't more homes being built?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know,
they talk about labor, but I don't hear what you got.
That's crap. I'm sorry.
Because he wants a job.
I put myself out there numerous times.
Yeah.
I will work as a laborer for home building. I'll carry 2x4s. Uh-huh. I'll help frame. I'll do whatever you want. Not one. Todd, have we had any?
No, but
I'm going to take him out.
But yet everybody says there's no labor. That's
yeah,
problem.
Yeah.
John,
skilled labor, John.
There's
skilled labor.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. We're getting up in years. It could be a risk of injury. They're just, hey, sit on the sidelines, buddy.
Or.
Wow, that hurt.
Or.
You know what? Thanks for being here. Get off. No cheese curds for you.
Ben's on to something. There's a message behind all of this that John just doesn't see.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
like that like that biblical thing, right? That the 2x4 in your eye or whatever they call it. He's just not seeing the real picture there. Housing cost was kind of crazy for a while. 2x4s, 4x6s, all that.
And supply.
But
I think that is getting, you hear that's getting a little bit better. I don't know. Johnny makes a really good point. How come we're not building more single family homes?
Yeah. I mean, the cost of materials is still a factor. It really is. And honestly, a lot of these new construction homes, they are sitting just because of the cost of labor, the cost of materials. And it is cheaper. It's more economically feasible to buy an existing home that's been around for a while.
Has a supply chain? Because I know some guys, like, for cabinets and even hardware for cabinets. It was months and months and for trusses and things. It was crazy. I had a buddy that was doing his own contracting. It was driving him crazy. He wasn't sure. He had to like put plastic over it like for the winter protect it because he couldn't get stuff shipped to him. And I mean, you got one guy ordering something. Who are you going to give the priority to? You know, some big home building company or this one guy. So that's tough.
I think that's evened out a little bit. Now, not our area at all, you know, of expertise. But yeah, I do think that's kind of leveled up a little bit. I mean, you think about just our goods that we're getting.
Yeah.
You know, it was hard to get some toilet paper at one point.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but that's all evened out. And I think it has in their business too. And they are getting a little bit better at putting up, you know, kind of those, you know, spec kind of model homes too. So you're starting to see some more of those developments as well. But they were backlogged. I mean, they were... You wanted to build a house, you were waiting 2 or 3 years to get them started.
And like Ben said, an existing home, you know, it's kind of tested, you know, and
it's turnkey. Those, walk in and some of them were built.
And I don't know, we bought a couple existing homes. We looked at building one time, and a guy told me, and I think he's right. He goes, "Look, nothing will test your marriage more than building a house."
Absolutely. And
I thought, it was a little fragile back then. So I thought, let's just buy an existing house.
And it wasn't. A classic compromise.
But I'm just hoping that these high-end apartments free up some inventory for homes and, you know, just Green Bay. You know, we have, what, thousands and thousands of homes. But I think people, you made a good point, Deanna, like, where are we going to go?
Yeah. Well, and you look at, too, our community. You know, our community, we've got a lot of people who are kind of, I mean, I don't want to say aging out of their homes, but they don't want the care. They don't want to have the upkeep, all that jazz. They want to spend their winters down in Florida. It's a great compromise for them.
And property taxes have gone a little nuts in some places. Yes.
They have.
You're not
they
I mean, we had a lot in Two Rivers that we sold, and we found out what property taxes were in some of the houses in that neighborhood. Remember I told you, Jim, you were shocked.
Yeah, I grew up in Two Rivers.
I mean, $7,000 property taxes in Two Rivers.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's like, what?
But again, you know, city's got to run. And we don't get sales tax, you know. County took all of that. Income tax, state takes all of that. The only source is property taxes. And, you know, Green Bay, 1,000 employees, and you got some contracts and some things you got to honor. And that's expensive. Healthcare costs go up. So it does go down to the answer to that is to have more tax base.
Yeah.
Build more Schreibers, build more businesses, commercial and residential. And it just bothered me when that almost came to a screeching halt. And I hope it picks up because the city needs that. I need that. I pay a lot of taxes. And so everybody who lives in Green Bay, I think Astor Park, we got clipped pretty good a couple of years ago.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, what advice? I mean, this is the home buying and home selling time of the year. You're hitting
it is.
Give some advice both ways if you're thinking about selling or thinking about buying.
Yeah.
You know, we were just talking about this we're starting to meet with sellers because they're thinking about selling in the summer. Right. And I think in this market, it gets, you know, people have an emotional tie to their house that they're selling. Obviously. We just sold, so we know it is extremely
emotional process.
But there is nothing kind of, I'm sure there's a lot worse things. So let me phrase it that way. But pricing your home right away is so imperative in this market. Our buyers are so smart. They have shopped for homes for hundreds of hours.
Yeah.
They know what the worth of your home is and what the market's willing to buy it. So if you are overpricing your home, it is going to sit in this market. Our buyers are too smart.
It is.
That's great advice because I think some people, they read, they hear, and they get a little greedy. And it's like, look, don't do that. Your home's going to sit, and then you start reducing the price.
And that's never a good look.
It's not because people don't think that you overprice it. They think there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
Which is...
Yep. It stagnates, and then people start, they start coming up with potential reasons as to why it's been sitting.
Yep. Absolutely.
It's all speculative at that point.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, and you guys know what you're doing when it comes to comps and pricing right, because you want to get it priced right. I think that's a really good point.
Yeah. We do our best in advising them, but it's still
their decision, right?
Yeah, it's still an emotional thing. No matter what, it's still an emotional thing, both ways.
Absolutely. Well, and location, you know, we were talking about taxes a little bit earlier, but location does matter much when you're talking about price.
So much.
And buyers, you know, just dividing out what are your wants and what are your needs.
Absolutely.
Because you may not get all of them.
Absolutely.
And they have to know that going into it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys stick around?
You guys are great counselors.
Absolutely.
We're going to send a quick break. We'll make more. Ben and Deanna Malcourt talking real estate. Back right after this.
Thank you.
days in that field on your daddy's farm. Ask you to marry me, all I had to give was my heart. While other kids were diving into swimming holes, you and me dove off into the great unknown. We were barely getting by, taking care of each other.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit NorthCountryCarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's NorthCountryCarpenter.org.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Why were you trying to get me fined?
The boy can learn.
You were trying to get me fined there.
I was not.
You were trying to get
me
fined.
I just pointed to my ears. Headset on.
He was, wasn't he, Todd?
No, Ben and Deanna did it right away.
We've already learned. We're following Jim.
Yeah, we just look at Jim.
You've already intimidated our guests. They're going to be fine.
Wow. When those headphones go on, so do ours.
Holy cow.
See, and now look, they're all ready to talk. Wow. Start the conversation. But
wow. Well, I just want to ask, you know, we were talking a little bit about Pella windows and doors the other day, and Jim talked about how, you know, when you've got that in your house, that's a nice, you know, old selling point. And absolutely. I said, maybe this is old school, but I'd always learned that your front door says a lot about the people that live there. Is that still true?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's really the outfit that your home is wearing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's with your landscape and what it looks like, how you decorate. It's one of the most important spaces, honestly, of your house. People are walking up. They're standing out in your front yard talking about whether they're going to put an offer on. They're taking a lot of time in that space more than any other in your house.
That's a really good point because you do talk outside the house.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I just, the house that we live in now, and you know, we're, I don't know, I guess we shop like everybody, look at a lot of houses, but we just walked up the steps and we're like, we're going to buy this house. You know, sometimes they can fall in love with it. And before the interior was nice, but the exterior was, he had done a good job with
that. It was built 1915, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
And honestly, sometimes it's just a matter of painting your front door or changing
the
lights.
Something
so simple. Those little things can be tackled when you're listing.
Yeah. Well, and those first impressions, I mean, we see, you know, we have an app where we see the showings come through, and once in a while we'll have a listing that is, you know, could use a little help. Maybe the seller wasn't interested in doing any sort of repairs on the outside. And you see those showings booked, and then you'll see the showing canceled.
Yeah.
Because the buyer did a drive-by of the house and was like, nah, I think we'll skip it. They didn't even go inside, but they just skipped it.
I'm sure every realtor can say this. When I was a buyer's agent, and you mentioned about location.
Yeah.
There was times I'd take somebody to a house that they really wanted to see from a realtor.com or whatever, and they wouldn't even get out of the car. That's like, no, we got kids. We don't want to be in this neighborhood type of thing.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny, too, because once you know your buyers, because we get to know them so well, they'll want to see a house, and we're like, you know what? The showing's going to be about 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
We just know they're going to go. It's not going to fit any of their needs or wants.
Absolutely.
And you're in and out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when people look, and I know it's kind of like, you know, how long is a rope, but what do people look for in Green Bay? Is it the school district? Is it the, we got a lot of waterfront property, mm-hmm. and we've got some very historic property. I think we have some great, you know, neighborhood sections. Is there a theme going on? You think people are looking for something?
I think there's a bunch of themes depending on their age and where they are in life.
Yeah, where they are in life. You know, and we talk about, you know, the kind of the new kind of term within the industry is not downsizing, it's called right sizing. What they call
like
it, right sizing. And you know, speaking to what Deanna said, you know, it all depends on where you are in life. So it's really at this point for so many people, it's not a matter of downsizing or whatnot. It's a matter of right-sizing and getting into a space that suits your individual lifestyle, whether the kids are out of the house.
Or growing. Or just growing. Having kids. Or and growing. You are then thinking about the school systems.
Yeah.
And we've
yeah.
got great school systems around here. So, you know, it depends on where they are in life, you know, on what they're looking for. Because Waterfront is huge and we've got it everywhere. Help it's such you. A beautiful place to live.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. I do think that one of the beauties is we do have a variety of, like you just said, you know, and you got the suburbs, whereas you got, yep. you know, the city, you know, down here. And that's schools. I've got a show that's done on Sundays called Lean Local. I'm interviewing one of the school board people. And I want to ask him, does he understand what an economic development tool the school board is? I don't think they see that. Yeah. They got to educate kids. I get that. But I mean, people, and when I was in office, it's like, come on, you got to live in the city. And some people had some concerns about some of the schools their kids would go to. I think that's getting better, like you mm-hmm. said. But, you really got to know your customer, and sounds like you really get to know them.
Oh, yeah.
We do. Yeah.
You get invited to their weddings and their baby showers.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Absolutely.
They just become – actually, I'm having lunch with one of our clients right after we're going to Vintage. So they become part of your life.
No, well, that's such – like we said, it's an emotional thing that they're involved in.
Oh,
and you're
gosh.
All in. When you're a good realtor, you're all in.
Yeah. You wear your heart on a sleeve.
You really do.
You really feel what they're feeling.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, before we finish up here, once again, heading into the season of selling and buying, give me tips on both. Ben, you take one side. Deanna, you take the other. Tips for people looking to sell.
You gonna go first?
Sure. Price and location.
You're doing buyers.
Oh, I'm doing buyers. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. You see,
he's not listening.
He's hard to follow.
Here's why I didn't do well in school. No, you first, okay. And I'll
She's
follow
Italian.
Your
lead. Let her do what she wants.
That's right. Let me talk.
Give her space.
You know what? For selling, honestly, those simple little. Pricing it right and staging. And that staging can be moving furniture around, it can be adding furniture, or it could be touching up things.
Yeah.
Make it look nice when people walk in. I always tell sellers, no matter what, clean your light switches and your floorboards. Because when people walk in and they see that those are clean, because they aren't clean in their house, they assume everything. You have taken care of everything in your house.
Never thought of that.
Yeah. Those little things that aren't clean in a lot of our houses, if you clean those, buyers watch for them.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Ben?
Yeah. The biggest thing, I guess my biggest piece of advice for buyers is to find an experienced agent. Find somebody who's been around. Find somebody who does a fair amount of business.
Right.
Because those are the people who have been in and out of houses. They know what to look for in a house. They're well aware of the geography of the area. That would be my best piece of advice.
And maybe they've made a couple mistakes and they can save you those mistakes.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
You are very honest. You have to be, but you are just telling me, look, I've been through this before. That is not going to work.
Yeah.
Battle tested.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, definitely.
That's great. And you must take a lot of pleasure in the pleasure that you give people, because there's nothing like a house.
Absolutely. You know, and the number one thing that, and we lead with it is the relationship. You know, the house that'll come, but getting to know the people, that's what we love so much.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, you guys
give yourselves a plug.
Where do we get a hold of you?
Tell them how people get a hold of you and what's going on.
Well, we're right on the corner of Walnut and Broadway, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Bay Area Realty. We've got our office here in Shawano, up in Marinette as well. And we're virtual in Door County. So we're all over Northeast Wisconsin.
We're everywhere, baby.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook, online.
Speaking of Marinette, we're talking to people. The Yocanto, Marinette areas that have water. When I was in, I had people from Illinois calling me about water. And I remember one lady said, I'm going to pay $1 million cash for something in Door County on the water. And I said, well, the cheapest one is 2.5 right now.
I know.
And she said, and even Two Rivers. I always push them towards those kind of areas.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, up in Marinette, boy, you can get a steal for waterfront.
That's what I mean.
Steal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Super. Yeah. Ben, Deanna, thank you so very much for being here. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mind on the Mayor show.
Thank
Pleasure.
You.
We enjoyed it. Thank you.
Hope to see you next week.
Likewise.
We'll talk diet tips again, okay, Ben?
Yes, we'll do it. We'll do it.
We got to set our break. Back with more right after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time when our old friends Pat Kreitler of Up North News and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project get into an old-fashioned political mud wrestling. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream. But it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online. So your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.